Thank you, Ian. Now our last batch of news. Charity events take place as always, with the Big C charity receiving a donation from Norwich Barbershop Singers and the University of East Anglia having a fun event to raise funds for charity. Some community knitters in Thorpe receive a grant from Sainsbury's. And if it's food you're interested in, there is a new Norfolk cookbook just out. These small news items and many more make up our last news slot.
Cancer charity The Big C has been presented with a cheque for £400 by city-based barbershop group The Fine City Chorus. The money was raised through a mixture of group member donations and bucket collections during performances. Chorus singer Brian Pincher said, "We chose The Big C as our charity last year as a few of our members have been affected by cancer, whether that's friends, family or themselves. On May the 24th, they will join 59 other choruses from around the country at the International Centre in Bournemouth to compete at the British Association of Barbershop Singers Convention. The chosen charity the group will raise money for this year is Nelson's Journey."
Saturday the 13th of May is set to be a barrow of laughs at the University of East Anglia as over 3,000 students take to the streets of Norwich to raise money for the Big C Cancer Charity. Pimp My Barrow, which is celebrating its 11th year, involves decorating a wheelbarrow and dressing up as a theme of your choice before heading off for a bar crawl around the city. Starting at the UEA Square, students will set off in waves to Eaton Park for wheelbarrow races, followed by the farmhouse on Coleman Road, the garden house on Pembroke Road, and finishing at the Black Horse, Earlham Road. Joseph Zilch, UEA Activities and Opportunities Officer, said, "Pimp My Barrow is one of the highlights of the UEA calendar. It means a lot to students to raise as much money for the Big C as possible. They see it as a way of giving back to the local community. The annual event raises money for the Big C, Norfolk and Waveney's Cancer Charity, totalling over £40,000 in donations over the last 4 years alone."
A trio of sisters from Norwich are donating their hair to a wig charity after being inspired by their late friend. Sprouston Junior School pupils Abby and Paige Mann, both 10, along with younger sister Amber Mann, 6, will be donating their hair to the Little Princess Trust at a sponsored haircut in the Castle Mall. The girls have been inspired to donate after their friend Emily Gibson died from leukaemia in May 2016. The Little Princess Trust provides real hair wigs for children who have lost their hair through cancer treatment. "Anyone with 7 inches of hair can come and have it donated. We have a target of raising £600, but that's because we have no idea how much we can raise. Hopefully, each child can raise £100 each, but I think we can smash it. Every single penny raised will go to charity."
Members of a knitting group in Norwich are celebrating after receiving a donation from their local supermarket. The Wherry Court Knitters of Thorpe St Andrews have received a £100 donation from their local Sainsbury's after applying for a community grant. The group's coordinator, Joe Dern, contacted the store on Pound Lane and explained the work they do as part of the charity Norfolk Knitters and Stitches. The group meets every Tuesday afternoon using wool that is supplied by Knitters and Stitchers, who are based at the Wool Loft in the Christchurch Centre in Norwich. More than 4,000 pieces have been handmade for the charity, which distributes them to multiple causes across the county.
A new cookbook celebrating the best of Norfolk's produce, as well as its suppliers, retailers and chefs, is launched this week. The Norfolk Cookbook features more than 50 recipes showcasing the region's vibrant and diverse food offering, with each chapter focusing on delicious and unique recipes by big names such as Michelin star chef Galton Blakiston, Great British Menu winner Richard Bainbridge, and Great British Bake Off contestant Kate Barmby, who have each supplied an exclusive recipe for the book. Sarah DeShare, chairman of the not-for-profit organisation Norfolk Food and Drink Limited, said, "This book has recipes even I can make, using ingredients from Norfolk suppliers. I aim to try every one."
Pupils at Wensum Junior School in Norwich got an insight into the life of a First World War Tommy during the launch of a community heritage project. Historian Neil Storey came dressed as a wartime army officer and took part in a day of activities which included rifle training, marching, a team-building fitness session, and a history lesson titled King, Country and Empire. Peter Hubery, deputy head teacher at the schools, said they would also work with Mr. Storey to research the men from the area who fought in the war, whose names are recorded on an honour roll at Hymes St. Barnabas Church. Another special guest on Thursday was Norwich's Lord Mayor, Marion Maxwell, who was one of the civic figures who endorsed the school's successful bid for a £10,000 Heritage Lottery Fund grant, which is funding the project. Mr. Hubery said, "All of the work is going to culminate in a website, a travelling exhibit and a free publication."
Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. However, before we sign off, we have an apology. Keen-eared listener Jane Keaton noticed that on the last issue of Let's Talk, which we sent out on the 27th of April, you heard an article about Sister Act twice and missed an item about roses. We have hastened to put this right, and after our usual closing announcement, you will find we have added the missing roses item, so do keep listening. Don't forget that you have a second memory stick this week with the Norfolk Magazine. We do hope you enjoyed everything we have chosen to record. When you have finished listening, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. Please remember that the postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Asif Azuddin. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can always leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Your readers on part two have been Pauline and
Chris.
And now we'll say goodbye for this week.